In many places in the Holy Quran, we have been ordered to fear Allah Almighty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadida. Translation from Kanzul Iman, O believers, fear Allah and talk straight. In another verse of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated, O people, fear your Allah who created you from a single soul. Also, in Ahadith, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned in many places, and the virtues and benefits of those who have the fear of Allah. If you look at the Ahadith or study the lives of a pious saint, whenever the grave, death, or judgment day, etc. is mentioned, they would cry a lot. Regarding the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let's listen to some of the sayings of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, some of the ahadith of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said to Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, if you want to meet me, you should have more fear after me. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, the origin of wisdom is the fear of Allah Almighty. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, do not forget two extremely important things, paradise and hell. After saying this, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam began to weep and he began to cry so much that his blessed beard became soaked in his tears. Then he said, I swear by the one in whose power my life is, if you come to know what I know, you will head towards forests and will begin to put down dust on your heads. Allahu Akbar. When the final moments of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu drew near, someone said, please give me advice. He said, I advise you to fear Allah Almighty, adhere to your house, safeguard your tongue, and weep over your sins. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Almighty proclaims, I swear by my honor and glory, I will not gather two fear in my bondsmen, nor I will gather two peace. If he remains fearless of me in the world, I will afflict him with fear on judgment day. And if he keeps fearing me in the world, I will keep him in peace on judgment day. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam came to a young individual who was on his deathbed. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam asked, what condition do you find yourself in? He replied, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, I hope for forgiveness as well as fear Allah Almighty because of my sins. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, in this condition, when two things gather, Allah Almighty grants him according to his hope and keeps him safe from the thing which he fears. My dear viewers of Madani channel, we've heard that even the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would cry a lot out of fear of Allah Almighty, even though he is the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it contains a lesson for us that we should have the hope in the mercy of Allah Almighty in every condition, as well as we should fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should worship him and prepare for the grave and the hereafter. When the pious saint would recite the Holy Quran, they would become emotional and fall unconscious. They were so Allah-fearing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to have the fear of Allah azza wa jal and act upon his commandments. Ameen bijahin nabiyin ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.